Y'all hear that? That would be the sound of the gubernatorial debate that took place last night. Talk about a train wreck. I don't know if you caught the gubernatorial debate last night, but it was hosted by the Indiana Debate Commission, and it featured five of the six GOP candidates vying to be the next governor of Indiana. Senator Mike Braun, he was not there, and he should be thanking his lucky stars for that he had to stay in D.C. to vote on the foreign aid package instead of participating in this dumpster fire of a debate. And I'm being polite here, actually, by calling it a dumpster fire. The question, why was it so bad, KB? The moderator, y'all. The moderator. Let's just say this man's Democrat was on full display last night. His political bias and his disdain for the Republican Party was on full display last night. Why the Indiana Debate Commission asked this man to moderate this debate is beyond my scope of knowledge. Either the Debate Commission was completely blindsided by this guy's dumpster fire of a job, or they just didn't vet him properly. Either way, last night was a colossal failure. So many of you have reached out to me. I mean, I would say maybe 10 minutes into the debate, so many of you started blowing up my inbox. KB, who is this guy? Well, unlike the Indiana Debate Commission, I did do a little research into this fella. His name is John Schwantes, and he's got an actually pretty lengthy, impressive resume when it comes to the broadcast world, even when it comes to Indiana politics. In fact, he hosts a show called Indiana Lawmakers that airs on PBS, and are you ready for it? It also airs on NPR affiliates across the state. Yeah, I stopped reading his bio the second I came across those three letters, NPR. It's really told me all I needed to know about him. This man made the entire night about himself and his disdain for the GOP instead of making it about Hoosiers. Last night should have been an opportunity for us to get to know the candidates who want to be our next governor. That did not happen. First of all, out of the gate, John did not explain the rules of the debate. We, as viewers, listeners, and the candidates didn't know how much time they were going to have to respond to questions until the first question was actively underway. Initially, he gave 60 seconds to the first candidate to respond to the question. Then it was 30 seconds to respond for the other candidates. He was constantly out of order in terms of who he was supposed to ask each of the questions first. That's a no-no. He never explained the rebuttal process, if there was even going to be rebuttals. In fact, about 7 minutes in, okay, we're still first question deep here. One of the candidates, Brad Chambers, had to ask, dude, do we get rebuttals?
Very good. We'll go on to another question, and we will return to the order. I think I may have inadvertently botched the order in which you were before. So
you did.
How do we rebut if we want to have a tag on or a rebuttal?
I'll tell you what. Because I'm a kind, generous person, yeah. And I'm going to look at you to keep you on track with this aforementioned smile. 15 seconds. Go ahead.
No, I'm not asking. I'm just asking the process by which. I don't have a rebuttal right now, but in the future, I'm sure to have a rebuttal.
Good question,
all right,
Brad.
Now you have that ace in the hole. Very good. All right.
Will you call me, or do I raise my hand?
Well, it's not a classroom, but a raising of the hand would be good.
Sure.
And if somebody mentions you or calls you out on a policy, I will make sure that you are given the time to talk to that.
Right? How much time did we just waste talking about the process because John failed to tell us the process? I should have known this right off the bat that this debate was going to go downhill fast, and it did. The questions, for example, oh my goodness, according to the Indiana Debate Commission's website, Hoosiers allegedly, I don't buy this, submitted questions, and then the questions were reviewed and selected solely by the commissioner, by the commission and the moderator. I call BS, y'all. We are a red state. I know cold-blooded Republicans were not sending in these questions that John was asking last night. These questions were pigeonholing the candidates. A lot of them were hypotheticals. I hate that in a debate. And the candidates, let me tell you, these five, they did not just stand there and take it, okay, as John did this all night long. In fact, it was kind of comical that he made this note about, oh, this isn't a classroom during that little rebuttal discussion, because he asked multiple questions, this by a show of hands, like we're in a kindergarten classroom, yes or no. And he did this at one point talking about election security. Take a listen to how these candidates responded.
Again, show of hands. A significant number of Republicans in Indiana, certainly and elsewhere, agree with President Trump's claim that the 2020 election was stolen. Raise your hand if you agree that the election was stolen.
That question cannot be answered yes or no.
That is
not a yes or no question.
That's funny because I asked it as a yes or no question.
Well, it involves facts that
yes,
we don't
do
possess.
Let me reframe it, Counselor. Counselor, is Joe Biden the duly elected president of the United States?
Yes.
All right. Anybody disagree? Very good.
Wait, I just want to make a statement because I just think that's an unfair question. Let's just be very clear. What happened in the 2020 election that everybody should agree on is that it wasn't properly...
That is Jamie Rittenour right there. She actually goes on and on. That was also Curtis Hill pushing back. This kind of nonsense went on all night long. Rittenour at one point accused John, again the moderator, of trying to cause division within the party. She straight up said this to this man on the debate stage. At one point, since Mike Braun wasn't there, John, again the moderator, tried to respond for Braun about a question regarding the CHIPS Act. Again, this was a hypothetical question, but John said, you know, I don't intend to speak for Mike Braun, but, and then he goes on and on and on and on. I don't know if he was trying to prove how smart that he thinks he is. Finally, Curtis Hill butted in and was like, for a guy not trying to respond as Mike Braun, you're sure doing a good job at it.
The crossroads of America in terms
of... For not speaking for Mike Braun, you're doing a pretty good job of it.
Well, that's the... Earned applause. That's good. All right. Let's...
That applause was not for you, John. Curtis Hill will actually be on with me at 6:40 this morning. I can't wait for our conversation. Curtis Hill and Jamie Rittenour, I really think, were the clear winners last night. I'll try to get more into the issues that were covered last night, but with the crap job that the moderator did, I don't know. All of my notes are about the moderator and not even the issues discussed. I'd love to ask the Indiana Debate Commission, you know, did you purposely find the worst moderator on the planet, or were you paid by Democrats to have this dude on the debate stage last night? I'd love to ask him that. Last night was truly a crying shame, and Hoosiers deserve so much better.
Podcasts by Federated Media.